Grandpa's Lost in Space, a one-third stories book. Written and illustrated by Eloise O'Donoghue. Translated by Anne Le Romancier. Narrated by Gaëlle Gosselin. Grandma and Ali are always losing Grandpa. And this time he's wandered off into space. Join them on their search as they streak across the solar system in a flying fridge. A story that starts in English and ends in French.
Your grandpa's lost in space again,
Grandma sighed wearily.
You know the drill, Ali. Fetch the head protectors. I'll prepare the craft for takeoff.
Ali grabbed their helmets and scrambled in next to her grandma.
Commencing countdown,
Grandma bellowed.
Engines on!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff!
First stop, Mercury!
Cried Grandma as they shot up into the sky. Mercure is a fast planet. Its cars are rapid and Mercurians are rapid. Even time goes fast there. But the Mercurians' pride and joy are their athletes, who are plus rapides than athletes anywhere else in the universe. Their annual Who's the Fastest race is a very important event. When Grandma and Ali arrived on Mercure, everyone was very excited. The Who's le plus rapide race had just been won by a mysterious visitor, and the planet was in uproar.
Look!
Ali cried as they landed. She pointed at a shop window.
Grandpa's on TV!
Sure enough, a picture of Grandpa winning the Qui est le plus rapide race had flashed up on a TV screen.
The race officials are still looking for the mystery winner,
the TV newsreader said.
Reports say that after crossing the finish line at record speed, he simply carried on going and has now disappeared.
Drat, said Grandma. We've missed him. Let's try Venus.
Everyone on Venus was celebrating. Venus is hot. Très chaud. In fact, it is plus chaud que anywhere else, except le soleil. Because Venus est la planète la plus chaude, Venusians can't do much exercise. They spend most of their time lazing in their volcanoes. The Venusians don't like the rapide Mercurians or their famous race, and they were delighted that an outsider had won it.
Gram, Ali, congratulations on Mr. Grandpa's heroic race win, cried one Venusian as Grandma and Ali landed.
How do you know Grandpa?
Asked Ali.
Mr. Grandpa invented our new national sport, lava boarding, said the Venusian, pointing to a framed photograph.
What a day! We haven't seen him since.
Drat, said Grandma. We'll have to go to Mars.
Grandma and Ali landed on Mars, right next to a statue of Grandpa.
You've got to be kidding me, Grandma muttered.
The plaque underneath read, Mars was once an angry planet, and all the Martians were en colère with each other. Many bad words were said, many good doors were slammed, and many useful and decorative plates were smashed. One day a visitor arrived from another planet. He asked us why we were en colère, but nobody could remember. This made us plus en colère with him than we were with each other. It united us and created la planète la plus en colère since records began. For this, we thank him, and also banish him from Mars forever.
Well, he's not here, said Grandma.
Drat, said Ali.
Where to next?
Grandma decided they should go to Jupiter.
It's very big, said Ali.
It's so grand that if you combined all the other planets together, Jupiter would still be plus grande, said Grandma. There are hundreds of lost people here.
Why?
Asked Ali.
Because, said Grandma, as well as being la planète la plus grande, it's also the foggiest.
Gerald, is that you?
A woman's voice called out of the fog as they landed.
I'm afraid not,
Grandma called back.
Who's Gerald?
My husband, sobbed the voice. I've lost him again.
Drat!
Perhaps we could help each other, suggested Ali. We're looking for someone too. What does Gerald look like?
I have no idea,
the voice wailed. Next, they visited Saturn, but there was no sign of Grandpa on Saturn either. Then they went to Uranus, but Uranus was completely deserted. Finally, they arrived on Neptune. They were greeted by a young official with a clipboard. "Welcome to Neptune," she said, handing them two finely crafted nose pegs. La planète la plus nauséabonde. It was très nauséabond. Grandma and Ali quickly put on their nose pegs.
Have you seen any grandmas around?
Asked Grandma. The official pointed behind them. There, on the side of a factory, was a picture of Grandpa. Ali and Grandma ran inside to find hundreds of Neptunians making nose pegs.
Why is there a picture of Grandpa on your factory wall?
Ali asked the young official, who had followed them in.
He saved our planet, she explained. Neptune est plus nauséabonde que des chaussettes boiled in cabbage water. No one wanted to come here. Grandpa said we should make nose pegs and hand them out to every visitor. Now, Neptune is the most popular holiday destination in the solar system.
Is he here?
Asked Grandma, but the official said he'd just left.
Drat,
said Grandma and Ali together. They were climbing back into the spacecraft when the young official came running out of the factory.
He left his glasses, she called to them.
Thanks,
said Ali, putting les lunettes in her pocket.
Where to now?
Asked Ali.
There is one place we haven't looked,
Grandma said. Back on Terre, Grandpa was in the living room, fast asleep.
We've been looking everywhere for you,
shouted Grandma, barging through the door. Grandpa woke with a start.
I've been here all afternoon,
he insisted.
No, you haven't, said Ali. We followed you across space. We went to Mercure, la planète la plus rapide. Nous sommes allés sur Vénus, la planète la plus chaude. Nous sommes allés sur Mars, la planète la plus en colère. Nous sommes allés sur Jupiter, la planète la plus grande. Nous sommes allés sur Uranus et Saturne. Nous sommes allés sur Neptune, la planète la plus nauséabonde.
And Grandpa, you're famous!
L'espace? Famous?
Grandpa muttered.
What nonsense! Now where did I leave mes lunettes?
Glossary. Chaud. Hot. Les chaussettes. Socks. Cinq. Five. Deux. Two. En colère. Angry. L'espace. Space. Grand, big. Jupiter, Jupiter. Les lunettes, glasses. Mars, Mars. Mercure, Mercury. Nauséabond, nauséabonde. Smelly. Neptune, Neptune. Nous sommes allés sur, we went to. La planète,
planet. Plus, more. Le, la, plus, the most. 4. Qui est le plus rapide? Who's the fastest? Rapide, fast. Saturne, Saturn. Le soleil, sun. Terre, earth. Très, very. 3. 3. Uranus, Uranus. 1. 1. Vénus, Venus. Que, than. A note for parents. In English, there are two ways of saying comparatives and superlatives. Fast, faster, fastest. And beautiful, more beautiful, most beautiful. The construction we use depends on the adjective. In French, there's just one way of saying it. For example, rapide, plus rapide, and le plus rapide. Or, beau, plus beau, and le plus beau. Sliding scale. Let's practice comparatives and superlatives. A comparative is when you say there is more of one thing than another, and a superlative is used when you want to say that one thing is the most. For example, rapide means fast. The comparative, plus rapide, means faster. The superlative, le plus rapide, means the fastest. First, have an adult help you find a safe place where you can walk or run and you won't bump into any objects. Then, listen to the describing words that are called out. If the word called out is a describing word, like rapide, stay where you are. If the word called out is a comparative, like plus rapide, run to the middle of the room. If the word called out is a superlative, like le plus rapide, run to the other side of the room. Some of the describing words that you'll hear are from the zookeeper's cat. Une, plus en colère. Deux, le plus intelligent. Trois, plus heureux. Quatre, le plus paresseux. Cinq, nauséabonde. Six, plus chaud.